If it is consistent, it will be strong. And if it has strength, it will be effective for you. If it is inconsistent, sporadic, it will be weak. And if it's weak, it will be ineffective for you. I'd like to talk to you this evening for a little bit about your prayer life. Now, usually when we talk about your prayer life, we talk about it from the perspective of you and why you need to pray. I'd like to start this evening instead to talk to you about your prayer life from God's perspective and why He needs you to pray. Now, yeah, I know God doesn't need anything. He's God. But it is just as true that God wants you to pray. Now, why would God want you to pray? Well, for the same reason you want to be with people whom you feel are important to you, people whom you love. If you love someone, you want to be with them. You want to talk to them. You want to be in their presence. God loves you. He wants you to talk to Him. He wants you to be with Him. He wants you to be in His presence. Now, you know, Jesus was a man of prayer. He prayed all night. He stayed up all night long praying. He prayed in Gethsemane. He prayed before every big decision. He prayed before every big event in His life. He went out into the desert to pray. Oh, and incidentally, while He was out there being confronted by Satan, you remember the conversation, and it was pretty evident that Jesus knew Scripture backward and forward because He quoted it all during the confrontation. Jesus was a man of prayer. It says in the Bible, one day Jesus went to the synagogue, as was His custom. Now, why would Jesus pray continually? He was closer to God than anybody. He is God. Well, the answer is Jesus prayed to the Father because He loved the Father. He wanted to be in the presence of the Father. He wanted to talk to the Father. And the Father wanted Jesus to talk to Him. They love one another. God wants you to talk to Him because He loves you. And the more you talk to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the closer and stronger your relationship becomes with God. And when that relationship is strong, its effective benefit in your life will be greater. Now, Jesus told us a couple of important things today in the gospel. He said, first of all, if you want to show me that you love me, keep my commandments. Now, we don't have to go through the commandments that He gave us tonight. You know what they are. But basically, His commandments can be summed up one way. Live a life of truth. Recognize the truth in your life and face it. So many times we don't want to do that. Let me tell you the story of a large law firm in New York City. One afternoon, the partners were sitting around their conference table. They were discussing their largest, most profitable, most important client, which was a giant chemical company. And one of the junior law partners spoke up and he said, you know, this company pays us over $3 million a year in legal fees, and they pay on time like clockwork. They are indeed our most valuable client. And all the partners shook their heads in affirmation of that. But then this young partner went on, he said, but you know, I wonder about this chemical company. They pay us $3 million a year. They're very important to us. Yet we know that they're one of the biggest polluters in the country. And we also know they don't care about that. They release poisonous gas into the atmosphere. They pollute rivers, streams, the ocean, large landfills. In spite of what they pay us, we know that they are polluters, and we know that they're irresponsible. They don't care about it. They pay us $3 million a year. Can we afford to keep them as clients, knowing what we know about them? It got very quiet in the room. And then one of the senior partners spoke up. He said, you know, you're right. It's time we raise their fees. Isn't that what we do so often? We know the truth, but we explain it away for our own profit, our own comfort, our own power. Christ says, if you love me, keep my commands, live the life of truth. Now, the second thing he told us, very important, is that after I leave, the Father will send you the Holy Spirit, your advocate. An advocate is someone who sticks up for you, someone who looks out for you, someone who takes care of you, someone who gives you the things that you need. The advocate is your Holy, the Holy Spirit is your advocate, but Jesus did not say, and hear this clearly, he did not say the Father will send you the advocate in my place. He clearly said, I will not leave you orphans. God the Father will send you the Holy Spirit in addition to me. The Holy Spirit is the source of all wisdom. The Holy Spirit, we know, is the source of truth. Pray to the Holy Spirit. He will give you the wisdom to recognize the truth in your life and the courage to face it. When you pray, I imagine you pray to God, you pray to the Father, you pray to the Lord, you pray to Jesus. Do you ever pray to the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is sent to you by the Father to give you courage, to give you wisdom. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Pray to Jesus. Pray to God the Father. Pray and pray often. Pray to God often. Believe me, He'll love you for it.